USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is stressing the independence of the Justice Department after a special counsel was appointed in Hunter Biden's criminal tax case.
That is what the president believes. He believes that this White House will not politicize the Department of Justice.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted Trump-appointed prosecutor David Weiss is leading the case. Republicans slammed Attorney General Merrick Garland's decision to grant Weiss special counsel status last week. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son, Hunter. Officials in Hawaii fear many more bodies will be found after devastating wildfires on Maui. At least 99 people are confirmed dead, and Governor Josh Green warns crews could find up to 20 more victims each day as they search the burned-out resort town of Lahaina. Green says the wind-driven flames tore through the community at a rate of 1 mile every minute. Some federal employees in San Francisco are being urged to work from home for now.
The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that the Department of Health and Human Services issued the work-from-home advisory due to the unsafe conditions around the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building in San Francisco. The HHS advisory cited the fact that the surrounding area is home to an open-air drug market and is often frequented by people who are likely to be high on various substances. The directive comes as President Biden and San Francisco Mayor London Breed are calling for federal employees to return to in-person work after several years of working remotely. I'm John Schaefer.
Officials say it could take months, if not years, to determine the cause of a massive home explosion in Pennsylvania. A father and son were killed, several others injured, and nearly 60 responding firefighters were treated for minor injuries in a Pittsburgh suburb. The explosion was captured by a neighbor's Ring camera. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre adding that House Republicans have accused President Biden of being involved in an influence peddling scheme, and it just isn't true.
There's been zero evidence showing otherwise, and so that's what we have seen over the past several months. That's what we have seen over the past several years.
She says the investigations led by House Republicans have yet to turn up substantial evidence to prove those allegations. The FBI says it has arrested a 17-year-old supporter of Islamic extremists in Philadelphia, who was allegedly radicalized online and was choosing potential targets. The suspect was arrested Monday on state charges and is alleged to have been communicating with the group KTG. That group was designated as a global terrorist organization last year and is a known affiliate of Al-Qaeda. The Tampa Bay Rays have announced that all-star shortstop Wander Franco has agreed to go on the restricted list. This comes as Major League Baseball investigates social media posts that claim an inappropriate relationship between him and an underage girl. Rays general manager Peter Bendix explains how the team found out about the rumors.
We referenced that we learned of the post in the early stages of yesterday's game.
Wall Street closing higher to start this week. Tech stocks were among the bright spots, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rebounding after weekly losses. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 26 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.